Today's Amud is Yavamus Yidal Amud Aleph. We're holding on Yid Gimel Amud Beis, about 13 lines up from the bottom, by the words Tanan Hasam. So says the Gemara like this. It says the Gemara Tanan Hasam that we learned in the Mishnah in Maseches Megillah. The Mishnah says it's the first Mishnah of Maseches Megillah, that Megillah Nikris Be'achad Asar, B'shneim Asar, B'shloish Asar, B'arba Asar, B'chamish Asar. Megillah, it's possible for Megillah to be read on the 11th of Adar through the 15th of Adar, depending on where a person lives. So he reads Megillah on any of the days between the 11th of Adar and the 15th of Adar. Loi pachos v'yoyser, never earlier than the 11th. And never later than the 15th, right? Walled cities read on the 15th, the Yarais read on the 14th, and then the Kfarim, so they always go to the Eimek Anisa, which could go as early as the 11th of Adar. So that was the Mishnah Megillah. Now it says the Gemara, and at first this question is completely unrelated to our sugya, but eventually the Gemara is going to tie it in. It says the Gemara that Amar Lei Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan a kasha, that this that Chazal instituted, the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, of Mikra Megillah, that everybody reads on different days, L'chayre, there's a problem with this mitzvah. Ikri kan loisis gaididu. The Torah says loisis gaididu, leisaswa gudais agudais. That you're not supposed to form different fractions within the community. You're not supposed to have different groups that some people are being naig one way and others are being naig a different way. So how is this okay to have different cities reading on different days the Megillah? Now, really, the context of the words "lois is going to do" is in the pasuk in Parashas Re'eh, where over there the pasuk is really describing a person's reaction to a mace. It says, "Banim atam Hashem elokeichem," you are children of Hashem, and therefore, if a person has someone in his family who's nifter, "lois is going to do," you shouldn't "is going to do," which seems to mean not to scratch yourself. "V'lois asimu karcha beineinechem lamace," and you shouldn't make yourself rip out your hair. So the pasuk describing overreactions to a person having a mace. You're children of Hashem. This is not the way you're supposed to respond. You don't scratch yourself and you do not tear out your hair. However, Reish Lakish says to Rabbi Yochanan that we have a drasha that the words lois is going to do also teach us that you're not supposed to have factions within the community. You're not supposed to have divisions where different people are being naig in different ways. And therefore, ask Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan on the first Mishnah, Maseches Megillah. Why isn't this an aveir and isser of lois is going to do? So says Rabbi Yochanan back, or before that, says the Gemara that high lois is going to do mi bayle legufe. That where does Reish Lakish even getting it from? Before we get to the answer of the question, ask the Gemara where's Reish Lakish even coming from that lois is going to do teaches us lois aswa gudis agudais that you're not allowed to have divisions within the community. But lois is going to do is mi bayle legufe. We needed to teach us what it's the simple meaning of the pasuk. The Amar Achmanu lois aswa chabura alame. The Torah is saying you're not allowed to scratch yourself. You can't give yourself a chabura over a mace. So says the Gemara, no. Because M. Cain, if that's all the Torah wanted us to learn from this pasuk, so then lema krau loy se gaididu. The Torah could have just said loy se gaididu, which is a lashon of scratching. I don't know how, but that's what Rashi says. Loy se gaididu is a lashon of scratching. And so if the Torah just wanted us to learn the simple pshat, the Torah could have said loy se gaididu. My loy sis gaididu. Why does the Torah write it like this in a funny way? Loy sis gaididu. So shmami na lach yudasa. It must be to teach us this halacha of loy sasa agudas agudas. That you're not allowed to have divisions within the community. However, ask the Gemara, Ve'ima kula lahachi hudasa. So maybe it's just coming to teach us this din of leisasu agudas agudais. How do you know it's coming to teach us at all the isra of scratching? Maybe it's coming to teach us the isra of agudas agudais. Says the Gemara, no. Because imkein le'ima kura leisagoidu. Leisagoidu, again, I don't know how, but leisagoidu, Rashi says, is a lashon of chaburais, of agudais agudais. So if the Torah wanted us to learn that it's just that the isra of making agudas agudais, the Torah could have used the lashon of aguda, lois agaidu, my lois is gaididu, shmamina tartif. And the fact that it would use the lashon that's neither here nor there, it said lois is gaididu, so that teaches us to make both drushas, first of all, the simple meaning of the pasuk, that you're not allowed to scratch yourself over a mace, and then also this drusha of lois is gaididu, of that you're not allowed to have agudas agudais, that you can't have divisions within the community. Now many achrayim point out from the fact that the Gemara is handling exactly the drasha, do we have the rights to make the drasha? Do we not have rights to make the drasha? It seems like the Gemara is understanding that this is a real drasha, it's a drasha de araisa, and the Isser of Leis is going to do of Leis Asvag, Midas Agudais, is an actual Isser Diaraisa. That seems to be the Iker, the Halacha, that seems to be the Psak of most Achrainim, is that Leis is going to do is Mamish and Isser Diaraisa. There is a Lashon of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, where he says this, where he brings this Drasha, he brings the simple Pshat of the Pasuk, is not to scratch yourself, and then he brings this Drasha of Leis Asvag, Midas Agudais, and he says that it's Kemoi Drush. He says it's like Drush, which some Achrainim understood from the Rambam, that meant that it's Kemoi Drush, means it's really only Derabbanan. However, Lemaisa and Mishnah Torah, the Rambam is clear that's Deraisa. And the truth is that it's Lav Dafka Astira. It could be when the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvah, he says it's Kemoi Drush, so I believe the Steichemen writes this already. Other Achrayim, they write that maybe when the Rambam wrote that it's Kemoi Drush, the Rambam just means to say that it's not the simple reading of the Pasuk. It's Deraisa. It's 100% Deraisa. It's a Drusha. But it's not something you would have figured out on your own, so the Rambam calls it Kemoi Drush, even though really it is Deraisa. Al Kulpanim, that is the Psak of most Achrayim, that Lais is going to do is an Issa Deraisa, like it seems from the simple reading of the Gemara over here, that the Gemara is handling the Drasha. Now, the reason why there's an Issa of Lais is going to do, what's wrong with having differences of opinions within the community? So Rashi says over here that it's because it looks like two Tyrus. When people see this, it looks almost like there's two Tyrus, Chas V'Shalom. So since it looks like there's two Tyrus, so Hashem said that we're not supposed to have that in a community, you're not supposed to have different divisions within the community. The Rambam writes in Mishnah Torah, the Rambam writes that the Isser of Leis is going to do is because it causes machlekes. It says to have different divisions within the community, so that causes big machlekes, and that's why the Torah says, Leis is going to do, Leis asa agudas agudais, but again, Rashi's pshat, which we'll stick with for the purposes of this year, Rashi says it's because it gives the appearance of two Torahs. Al-Kopanim said this was Reish Lakish's question to Rabbi Yechanan. Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yechanan, why isn't the first Mishnah in Megillah a violation of the Isra of Leis is going to do? So Rabbi Yechanan doesn't really answer the question, but Amar Le, Rabbi Yechanan says to Reish Lakish, good morning. He says, Ad Kan Le Shanisa Makam Shanagu, you didn't learn Mesechus Pesachim yet, why are you waking up by Megillah and asking this question? Ad Kan Le Shanisa Makam Shanagu Lassis Malacha Barbe Pesachim Ad Chatzais Oysen Makam Shanagu Shalassis Eina. The Mishnah in Perek Makum Shenagu and Maseches Pesachim. So over there, the Mishnah in Pesachim says that there are different places that have various minhagim when it comes to doing malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzais. In some places, they have the minhag to do malacha ba'arvei Pesachim at Chatzais. And if so, Eisen, they're allowed to continue their practice and they're allowed to continue doing malacha on Erev Pesach up until Chatzais. But Makum Shenagu Shaloi La'aseis Ein Eisen. If a place has a minhag not to do malacha on Erev Pesach until Chatzais, so then they should continue that minhag. So you see, there's people with different minhagim. Some places they have a minhag to do malacha, and some places they have a minhag not to do malacha, and it seems to be fine. We don't seem to have a problem of places going to do. So why are you waking up by Megillah and asking this question? Ask Rabbi Eichlin to Reish Lakish, why didn't you have this question when you learned Maseches Pesachim? So Amar Leis, Reish Lakish responded, that Amin Alach Ana Isura. I asked you from the Mishnah in Megillah, which is not just the case of a minhag, like doing malacha or not doing malacha on Erev Pesach. It's a case that involves actual Isser, mitzvah and Isser. The Amar of Shemin Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, that l'kayim es yimei ha-purim bizmaneihem, we dashed from the Pasuk in the Megillah, Megillah's Esther, that it says, l'kayim es yimei ha-purim bizmaneihem, that zmanim harbe tiknu lahem chachamim, that there are many times that Chazal gave to read the Megillah, and it's a real an Isser, a mitzvah. And you have to know that Zmanim Shalelu is not Kizmanim Shalelu. There's different times to read the Megillah. These have their mitzvah on these days. These have their mitzvah on a different day. And so there I have the real question that L'chayra, it's Leis is going to do. How can you give a mitzvah to different people at different times? But Va'at Amrit Li Minhaga, and you're telling me I should have asked this question in Maseches Pesachim, which is discussing that there are different people, different places, where they have various minhagim, with regards to malacha on Erev Pesach, there it's just minug. By minug, there's no Isra of Leis is going to do. Which again, Lefi Rashi, who says that the Isra of Leis is going to do is that it looks like two Torahs, so it's very understandable why by minhagim there's no Isra of Leis is going to do. Says Reish Lakish that by minhagim there's no Leis is going to do because by minhagim it doesn't look like two Torahs. It's not a halacha. It's not an Isra. It's not a mitzvah. That doesn't give the appearance of two Torahs. When it's a mitzvah, when it's an Isra, so then it's nirikish de Torahs. That's when you have Leis is going to do. But by minhagim, you don't have an Isra of Leis is going to do. That's what Reish Lakish says back to Rabbi Yechanan, that there is no Isra of Leis is going to do when it comes to minhagim. However, Rabbi Yochanan says back, "V'hasam lavi surahavya." You're telling me that makam shenagu, that the case of Sachem, that's only a case of minug. It's only minug. It's not discussing iser. V'atanan, look at the mission over there. It says that belaila on the night of erev Pesach on leil b'dikas chametz. So Beishamai Oisrin, Beishamai says it's aser to do malacha, not just the minug. He says it's aser to do malacha. Ubeis Hillel Matirin, and Beis Hillel says that it's mutter to do malacha. So that's a real machlaikis of aser and mutter. And still, we seem to be fine with that, that there'll be places where it's aser and places where it's mutter. So Amar Lei, Sir Ish Lakish says back to Rabbi Yochanan that there's still no question from Psachim. Ah, there it is mitzvah, there it is iser, it's iser v'heter. But still, there's no question from Psachim, because hasam haraya oimer malachu delaslei. Over there, it doesn't look like two tyrants. Over there, it doesn't look so bad. When someone sees that people are doing malacha, and also sees that people are not doing malacha, so he assumes that the people that are not doing malacha, it's not because they hold it's aser to do malacha. They're not doing malacha because they don't have any work to do. They're on vacation. They took an early Pesach break. So it doesn't look bad. And therefore, that's why there's no laces guy to do over there. But by Megillah, when you're going to have people reading the Megillah, doing being Mekayim, their mitzvah, Mikr, Megillah on different days, so that Rish Lakish asked, that would seem to be an Isra of laces guy to do. Now, as an aside, whether or not Rabbi Yochanan is masking to Rish Lakish about Minhagim, is Rabbi Yochanan masking to Rish Lakish that by Minhagim there's no laces guy to do? On the one hand, he asked from the Mishnah Psachim, which was discussing Minhagim. So it sounds like he holds that there is laces guy to do Batsan by Minhagim. On the other hand, when Rish Lakish countered back that, oh no, by Minhagim there's no laces guy to do, so Rabbi Yochanan seems to concede and he says, yeah, but over there there's also a case of Isser. So is he masking or is he just coming to say that even Lashitascha, this is something that we'll discuss as Hashem and Arayis Ala Halacha, we have a long series about laces guy to do, so we'll discuss the Halacha of laces guy to do by Minhagim. But even though we had that Lafi Rish Lakish, there is no Isser of laces guy to do by Minhagim, Lamaisa, Halacha Lamaisa is we passing that there is. We passing like Rabbi Yochanan, we passing that according to Rabbi Yochanan there is laces guy to do even by Minhagim, and that's the Iker LaHalacha. Now, Kopanu going weiter now, so we never really answered the question from Megillah. That which Rabbi Yochanan said back to Rish Lakish, that the Mishnah Psachim is Shver, so that Rish Lakish answered. That Rish Lakish answered that there he's not bothered, because over there you could say that it doesn't look so bad. It's not near a Kishtei Tiris, because people assume when someone's not doing Malacha, it's not because he holds it's Aser, it's just because he doesn't have Malacha to be done. But the case of Megillah is still Shver. How could we have different places reading the Megillah on different days? So we'll get back to that question soon. In the meantime, says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yochanan back to Rish Lakish, that there's still another Mishnah that you should have this question. The Vahabe Shamei Matira Natsari Slachim Vabesil Aisrim. And this is the Shaykhus to Meseches Yivamis. This is why the Sugya appears here. It's going to be a Sugya of the Laces Guide to do for the next two blad or so. But it comes up here because we bring up our Mishnah in Meseches Yivamis. Ask Rabbi Yochanan to Rish Lakish that there is another case of that you should have asked this question by. And that's our Mishnah in Meseches Yivamis. Where we have it, the first Mishnah said that according to Beis Hillel, and we have it in the second Mishnah, that according to Beis Hillel, that a Tzaris Erva is Pater, and according to Beis Shammai, a Tzaris Erva is Mutter. So, what do you mean, Lysis Guy to do? How could Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue about something so fundamental? You're gonna have people being naive different ways. Why isn't this an Isra of Lysis Guy to do? So says Rish Lakish back to Rabbi Yochanan, says Rish Lakish, Misavris Asu Beis Shammai Kedivrayim? You think that Beis Shammai actually were Nayeg like their Shita? You think Beis Shammai actually treated a Tzaris Erva that she's Mutter to the Yibum? It's true, that's what Beis Shammai held. But Lamaisa, they didn't go like their Shita, Haguva, because of the Isra of Lysis Guy to do. Beis Shammai, Loyasu Beis Shammai Kedivrayim. They weren't actually Nayeg like their Shita. It's what they held, but they weren't actually Nayeg like that. According to this, I believe the Ritva point, out. So when the Mishnah says that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel intermarried within each other, the reason is Hagufa because of this, is because Beis Shammai Loyasu Kedivrayim. Beis Shammai never actually Bepayel went like their Shita. They really went like Beis Hillel. In the Beis Medrash, they held not like Beis Hillel. But in practice, they were Loyasu Kedivrayim. They went like Beis Hillel. They even understood that the Halacha follows Beis Hillel, as the Gemara will explain shortly. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, however, Rabbi Yochanan, who asked from our Mishnah in Yevamos, Rabbi Yochanan held that Asu v'Asu. Then no, it's not true. Beis Shammai did like their Shita. They did like their Shita. Perhaps the double Lashon is because it means that they did it themselves. V'Asu, when they taught it to others. That's how they held. It wasn't just in the Beis Medrash. Even in practice, they held that the Halacha does not follow Beis Hillel. And says the Gemara, Ubeplukta the Rav Shmuel. This, whether or not Beis Shammai was Asu Kedivrayim or not, which is also a big sugya that's also gonna be part of this discussion for the next two block, is whether or not Beis Shammai was asu kedivreim or loy asu kedivreim, is really a machlaikas Rav and Shmuel. It's unbelievable. Big machlaikas. Anytime we have a machlaikas Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, in the entire Shas, so we have a machlaikas Rav and Shmuel, was Beis Shammai asu kedivreim or not? The Rav Amar Loy Asu. Rav says, anytime you have Beis Shammai arguing on Beis Hillel, it seems like a big machlaikas. L'maisa Beis Shammai in practice understood that the halacha follows Beis Hillel, and they were Loy Asu Kedivrayim. Loy Asu Beis Shammai Kedivrayim. With Shmuel Amar Asu Vasu. Where Shmuel says that it's not true. Shmuel says Asu Vasu, that Beis Shammai was Naye Kedivrayim. And again, the Gemara is going to go through much of Shas to discuss different machlaiksim between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel and see if we could prove whether or not Beis Shammai was Asu or Loy Asu Kedivrayim. But before we get to that, says the Gemara that Amas. When is this machlaikas about? During which Tekufa? Because we know from Mesachas Erevin, the Gemara Erevin at Gimel and Beis brings that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argued for many years who the halacha should follow. Beis Shammai said that the halacha should follow them. Beis Hillel said that the halacha should follow them until Baskel came out and said that Elu Beilu Divrei Elokim Chayim, but the halacha lemaisa is like Beis Hillel. That's what the Baskel said. So now this that Rav and Shmuel and we have Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing is Beis Shammai asu kedivreim loy asu emas when ilema kaidem Baskel. If they're discussing the tekufa before the Baskel said that the halacha is like Beis Hillel, so my time of demand amar. Why would there be a man d'amar that says layasu kedivrayim? Why would Beis Shammai not go like divrayim? They were arguing on Beis Hillel. They were saying that the halacha follows them. So why would they argue on Beis Hillel? If there was no baskel yet, so why would they argue? Why would they be layasu? Why wouldn't they go like their shita? Ve'ela la'achar baskel. Fine. So then it must be after the baskel. That's when we have this machlokes of asu or layasu. Did they listen to the baskel? Well, then my time of demand d'amar asu. Why wouldn't they listen to a baskel? What would be the pshat and the man the amr that says it asu kedivrayim? So says the Gemara that we could fit this machlaikas into either tekufa, either before the baskel or after the baskel, and we could still understand the machlaikas. It could be the machlaikas is before the baskel. So before the baskel, we understand the man d'amar who says also kedivrayim because it was before the baskel came out. So that's why they went like their shita. But why? So why would they go? Why? What would be the pshan in the man d'amar that says loy asu kedivrayim? Because there was Beis Hillel was the majority. The reason why even before the Baskel there's a shita that says that Beis Shammai wasn't asu kedivrayim, it's because even they understood that in practice lemaisa Beis Hillel was the raiv, and being that Beis Hillel was the raiv, so the halacha follows Beis Hillel. Whereas leman damer loy asu, the man damer that says that they didn't go kedivrayim, the Beis Hillel ruba. So then it's very understandable that's why they didn't go kedivrayim, because Beis Hillel was the raiv. So again, we could say that the machlaikas about asur lay asur is before the basko, uku going the Beis Hillel ruba. Beis Hillel was derived, and therefore leman damar lay asur da Beis Hillel ruba. We understand very well the reason why the shito holds that they were lay asur kedivrayim. It's because they understood that the halach lemaisa follows Beis Hillel, being that they were derived. However, leman damar asur, the man damar who says that they were asur kedivrayim, it's because they held ki azlinen basar ruba heicha dechiyadadi nenu. This idea that you go basarayv, that's only if the two Rabbanim are of equal stature, or if the various Rabbanim are of equal stature, so then you go like the Raiv. But Hacha Beis Shammai Mechadidei Tfei. But the man d'amar who says asu kedivrayim, it's because Beis Shammai held it's true Beis Hillel is the raiv, but we're much smarter, we're in a different league than them. So it's true they have more people, but being that we're in a different league, so therefore we don't follow the raiv in such a scenario. Now Rav Steinman points out that Avada, there is truth to that. There is truth to that idea that if you have a bunch of for lack of better words, minor league rabbanim arguing on a gadol adar, and they have no shaychus to his greatness in Torah, so then we wouldn't say, oh, but Rav Rabbanim say one way. Because they're not even in the same league. They're not in the same league as the other Rav, who's the Gadol Adar. And therefore, of course, we would follow the Gadol Adar, even though you would have a Rav, so to speak, against him, because they're not even in the same league. Of Adam, we would go with Mechadad Etfei in such a scenario. So Rav Steinman says it's tough to know exactly what's the balance between when do you go Basar Rav and when do you go Basar the Mechadad Etfei. the fact that Beis Shammai was smarter, was smarter, sharper than Beis Hillel. I mean, there has to be some sort of even level playing field. Maybe not exactly even, but it has to be some sort of at least closeness between the gap is not so large. Then you would say you go Basarai. But if there's a big gap between one side and the other, we wouldn't say to go Basarai. That's something that Rav Steinman over here points out. But Al Kopanim, so we could say that the Machlaikas of Asu Kedavarim Malay Asu was all before the Basco. Beis Hillel was the Rav, and the Machlaikas was Asu Kedavrayim because they were Mechadid Tfei, or Lay Asu Kedavrayim, they went like Beis Hillel because Beis Hillel was the Rav. Or we could fit the Machlaikas into the Tekufa after the Basco. After the Basco said that the Halacha follows Beis Hillel, so Mandamar Lay Asu, the Mandamar who says that they didn't go like their Shita, we understand very well, the Hanafka Basco, because the Basco came out and said that the Halacha follows Beis Hillel. Mandamar Asu, whereas the man Damer who says that they were Asu Kedivrayim, even after the Basco, it's because Rabbi Yeshua he. It's because that Shita holds like Rabbi Yeshua, the Amar Imashkichim Bebasco, who holds that we do not pay attention to a Basco. Even though a Basco came out and said that the Halacha follows Beis Hillel, this Shita held Asu Kedivrayim, but they didn't care, they didn't listen, they didn't pay attention to the Basco. Tayr La Beshamayimi. Now says the Gemaru, man Damer Asu, period. So Adkan. So again, Rabbi Yochanan asks Reish Lakish from our Mishnah Maseches Yevamos, where it seems to be another case of Laisis Gaididu, where you have Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel arguing about whether or not a Tzaras Erva is Mutter to the Yavam or not. And the Lamaisa Reish Lakish answered that no, Beis Shammai was Loi Asu Kedivrayim, and therefore there was no issue of Laisis Gaididu. However, ask the Gemara now that there's two shitas about this. It's Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. So ask the Gemara that according to the man Da'amar, according to the man Da'amar who says that Beis Shammai went like their shita, so Lamaisa, what are we going to do with this Mishnah? Karin and Kan, Laisis Gaididu, Laisasu Agudas Agudas. Why don't we apply over here the Isra of Laisis Gaididu, that there's an Isra of Laisasu Agudas Agudas, that you can't have divisions within Klai Yisro. So how were Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel allowed to argue about this in practice? So now we have two questions. First of all, we have Reish Lakish's question from our Mishnah. We have Reish Lakish's question from our Mishnah, from the Mishnah Megillah, that the Mishnah Megillah says that there's different days for reading the Megillah. And now we have a question from our Mishnah in Maseches Yevamos about Tzaras Erva, that there was Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. And there's a man Damar that says it, Asu Kedivrayim, that Beis Shammai even in practice went like their Shita. So why isn't that an Isra of Laisis Gaididu? So says the Gemara two terutzim, which will really answer both questions. Says the Gemara Amar Abaye, that Ki Amrinan Laisis Gaididu, when do we say the Isra, when do we apply the Isra of Laisis Gaididu? That's only if you have two batei dinim in one city. It's all within one city. You have two batei dinim. Halalu mayrim kedivrei Beis Shammai, halalu mayrim kedivrei Beis Hillel. And they're passing different ways. For example, one bezdin teaches like Beis Shammai, and the other bezdin teaches like Beis Hillel. Being that they're in the same city, two batei dinim, that's an isra of laisis gaididu. Aval shtei batei dinim b'shtei ayarais. But if you have two batei dinim in two different cities, meaning if you have two different cities being naig in different ways, so then less lanba, that's not an issue. The issue of Laisis Gaididu is only if within one city you have a division. Again, understandable according to both pshatim. Either because then it's near a kishtei tyres, like Rashi, then it looks like two tyres, or like the Rambam, then it could cause machlaikis. But if it's two different cities, we don't have any sort of issue of Laisis Gaididu. Which is why Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, in this case of Yibam, and the Tzaras Erva, they were allowed to argue. It's two but they different. But the Dinim and two Ayaris, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they were allowed to argue. This would also answer Megillah. Different cities are allowed to have Megillah on different days, because in different cities there's no issue of Laisis Gaididu. However, Amar Leah Rava, Rava said to Abaye, how could you answer the question by saying that in two different cities there's no Laisis Gaididu? In fact, Rava, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Kishtei Batei Dinim, Bi'er Achas Dami. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is like two Batei Dinim in one city. So it's difficult to know exactly what the Machlaikis is. The Ritva deals with this. What exactly is the Machlaikis between Abaye and Rava? But Rava says it's not true that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were in one city. So even if your understanding, there should have been an Isra of Laisis Gaididu for them to argue about the case of Tzaras Erva, because it's like two Bati Dinam in one city. So therefore Rava argues in Abaye, he says a different pshat, a different halacha, a different geder in the Isra of Laisis Goy to do, and that Kiyam Minan Laisis Goy to do, going Bezdin Be'ir Achas. When do we have an Isra of Laisis Goy to do? It's only by one Bezdin in one city. When you have one Bezdin in one city, and they're split, and they argue, and even in practice, they're going to teach different ways, half are teaching one way, half are teaching another way, that's when you have an Isra of Laisis Goy to do. But if you have two Rabbanim, two Bati Dinim within the city, so there's nothing wrong with each Rav, with each Shul, having their own set of halachas, that's not going to be an Isra of Laisis Goy to do. There might be an Isra for one to go to the other's institutions and be naik his ways, but to have in the same city two different institutions being naik in different ways, to have two Bati Dinim within the same city being naik in two different ways, so that is not going to be an Isra of Laisis Goy to do. And the only Isra is when you have it within the same city, within the same Bezdin, and they're being split. So that's why Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel was not a problem, because they're two Bati Dinim. And the Mishnah Megillah is not a problem, because it's different cities even. So that's why, in these cases, there was no Isra of Laisis Goy to do. Now, generally speaking, we pass him like Rava over Abaye, which is why most Rishonim understand as a Davar Pasha that, of course, over here, the Halacha will follow Rava, which is more Kal, it will be more lenient in this situation, that the Isra of Laisis Goy to do is only by one Bezdin in one city. But as long as there's two Bati Dinim in one city, so then there is no Isra of Laisis Goy to do. The exception is the Rambam, who seems to pass him like Abaye, although there are some who learn the Rambam otherwise, but Kipshuta, the Rambam seems to paskin like Abaye, and the Kesef Mishnah, the Radvaz, and others are already metame on the Rambam why you would paskin like Abaye over Rava. But Lamaisa, the Lacha Lamaisa, the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch and others is like Rava, the Lacha follows Rava, that the Isra of Laisis Goy to do is only by one Bezdin within one city. But if you have two different Bati Dinim, so then there is no Isra of Laisis Goy to do. Which again is something that we'll discuss at length in the Araisa LaHalacha at the end of the week, over the next few weeks. Says the Gemara Vayter now. So we just established the rule that at least in Lefi Abaye in two different cities, and even Lefi Rava, even within the same city, but if it's two Bati Dinim, there is no Isra of Laisis Goy to do. Ask the Gemara Tashima. The halacha, the Braisa says like this, and a hakdama to the Braisa is the Braisa is going to discuss two different shitas that we have in Shas that we do not paskin like these two shitas. One is the shita of Rebbe Eliezer de Mila, a parak in Masechta Shabbos called Rebbe Eliezer de Mila. It's called that because there's a chiddush of Rebbe Eliezer pertaining to Mila. The chiddush of Rebbe Eliezer by Mila is that Rebbe Eliezer held that not only is Mila Daicha Shabbos, we all hold, and we had it earlier in the Masechta, that to give a Mila on the eighth day is Daicha Shabbos. Rebbe Eliezer held that even Machshire Mila, and even things that you could have done before Shabbos, you could have sharpened the knife before Shabbos, still Machshire Mila, even if you could have done it before Shabbos, it's Daicha Shabbos, and you're allowed to do that Malacha on Shabbos. Now again, we don't paskin like Rebbe Eliezer, but that was the shita of Rebbe Eliezer, that you're allowed to do even Mechshirei Mila on Shabbos, even though you could have done it beforehand. The second shita that the Bryce is going to discuss is the shita of Rebbe Yossi. The shita of Rebbe Yossi Aglili, it's like Negea to Hilchas Basar Bechalav, that La'alacha, we paskin that just like there's an Isser to eat Basar Behema, to eat meat with milk, there's also an Isser of Basar Eif with milk. Now Basar Eif is only Midrabana. To have basar eif, to have chicken with milk, is only durabanan. But lemais, it's aser. The sheet of Rabbi Yaisi Aglili is that no, the isra basar b'chalav is only meat, and it's completely mutter to have chicken with milk. So says the Gemara Tashima, we learned in the Braisa, that b'mkaimayshar Rabbi Eliezer, in Rabbi Eliezer's own town, the famous Rabbi Eliezer de Mila, in Rabbi Eliezer's own town, so ayukarsim eitzim lasis pechamim b'shabbos, they used to cut wood in order to make coals on Shabbos, lasis barzel, in order to make the knife for the Mila. And b'mkaimayshar Rabbi Yaisi Aglili, in the town of Rabbi Yaisi Aglili, hayu eichlim basar eif b'chalav, they used to eat chicken with milk. It was something that they did. So what do you see from here? That b'mkaimayshar Rabbi Eliezer in b'mkaymai sharbi akiva loy. They only were noyeg to do this malach on Shabbos for machshirei mila in the town of Rabbi Eliezer. But in Rabbi Akiva's town, Rabbi Akiva was the one who's chalik on Rabbi Eliezer. He says only things that you couldn't do before Shabbos are doicha Shabbos, but things that you could have done beforehand are not doicha Shabbos. So in Rabbi Akiva's town, they didn't do this malacha. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, and it's quoting, or really did not, the Mishnah Mesecha Shabbos, that klal amar Rabbi Akiva ko malacha she'efshel aseisim erev Shabbos in a doicha Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva held that any malacha that you could have done before Shabbos, so it's not doicha Shabbos. And you see, it sounds like that they were noyeg different ways in the different cities. What did happen to Lasis guy to do? So says the Gemara, very obvious teretz, v'hamayt yifta, mekoymis mekoymis, shani. What's the question? They were in two different places. In the place of Rabbi Eliezer, they had one custom, and they had one halacha. In the case of Rabbi Akiva, they had a different halacha. We already established, even l'fi Abaye, that if you're in two different places, there is no isra of Lasis guy to do. So what's your question? There's no question from here. Says the Gemara, that seems like such a bad question. It was a karila, my karila. What was even the havamina to ask from here? L'chayr the teretz is pashut. We already established that in two different places, there's no isra of Lasis guy to do. So says the Gemara, because al kadai de chamina, I could have understood, mishum chumra de Shabbos kemakoy mechadami. Come ashmalan. I might have said that even though it's true that generally speaking, Lasis guy to do does not apply to two different places, but I could have understood that when you're discussing Hilchos Shabbos, which is very chamer, so then even in two different places, it already it seems like shtei tiris. Even in two different places, it's a problem. And kamash malan, then no, it's not. So that was the shakl v'tarya. What was the question? The question was that we thought we knew it was two different places, and by two different places, generally speaking, there's no lasis guy to do. But there was a havamina that by Hilchos Shabbos, that maybe it should be different. So says the Gemara Tashma, another question, the Rabbi Avayu, ki ikla la'aseid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi ava metaltal sharga. So this is going back to a sugi that we had in Mesech HaShabbos, I believe maybe it was Memdal, Mem Aleph, or maybe it was somewhere near there. The Gemara over there discusses whether or not you're allowed to carry a candle on Shabbos. It's discussing a candle that you lit before Shabbos. You lit the candle before Shabbos, and then it goes out at some point during Shabbos. Is that candle now muksa for the rest of Shabbos? So according to Rabbi Shimon, who's more lenient on muksa, the candle is mutter, it's not muksa. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, who's more strict on muksa, so then the candle is muksa. Now there was a machlaikis, different amorayim, what exactly they held. So the Rabbi, or different tanaim. So Tanz Tashima, the Rabbi ki ikla la'asid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, when he went to the town of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi held like Rabbi Shimon that the candle is not muksa, so have a metaltal sharga, so Rabbi Avayu also, he would move the candle, because he was by Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's town, where they carried candles, so he also moved the candle, he didn't consider it muksa. However, when he went to Rabbi Yechanan's town, and Rabbi Yechanan passed like Rabbi Yehuda, that the candle is muksa, so therefore, they have a metaltal sharga, so therefore, he didn't move the candle. Now the question is, but it comes out that they're being like two different ways in two different places. What happens to Lasis guy to do? So says the Gemara the same thing we said before. Behind my kushya, what's the question? Didn't we already say that when you're in two different places, so then everybody agrees that there is no isra of Lasis guy to do? So what was the question? So says the Gemara, anan hachi kamina. This is what I meant to ask. Nothing to do with Lasis guy to do. We were stam agav asking a different question on Rabbi Avayu's hanhaga. Nothing to do with Lasis guy to do. That's the way at least some understand it. Now we're switching now. The question had nothing to do with Lasis guy to do. It was just the question that came up on the side that we were asking like this. Anan hachi kamrinan. That Rabbi Avayu, heichi avid hachi, hachi, ve'echa avid hacha, hachi. How is he knowing two different things in two different places? Which way did he hold? If he held was mutter, so it should have been mutter. If he held was usher, so then how could he be makel by Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? And really, that's the bigger question, is that if he held was usher, so how could he be makel to move the candle when he was by the place of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? So says the Gemara that Rabbi Avayu k Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi sphirily. The reason why he was makel by Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is really because that's what he held. Is because Rabbi Avayu himself held that really was mutter. And that's why he was willing to move the candle when he was by Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The chimikla la'asid Rabbi Yechanan la'ava metaltol mishan kveidid Rabbi Yechanan. Just still, when he went to Rabbi Yechanan's town, he wouldn't move the candle. That was out of respect for Rabbi Yechanan. He didn't want to do something that Rabbi Yechanan himself held was aser. Now I asked the Gemara, Vayikashama, Still, how could he be makel to move the candle when he would be by Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? His shamish is going to see him doing it. And then even when they would go to Rabbi Eichnan, the shamish would move the candle. And the shamish wouldn't realize that, no, it was only in this only when he was by Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that it's okay. And the shamish is going to move it even when he's by Rabbi Eichnan. So how could Rabbi Avayu be makel to move the candle? So says the Gemara, the Maidalei l'shama. He would inform the shamish, he would tell him that by Rabbi Eichnan you're not allowed to do this. It's only by Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, but al kapanim nothing to do with Leisus Guy to do, because it was Mekaymes, it was in two different places, and by two different places, everybody agrees that there is no Isra of Leisus Guy to do.